rising in the back of my neck that has fluid coming out of it.
Carbuncle.
Anything else?
That's all there I heard him call.
What did Job have?
I forget now.
Ever use the word boil?
Yes.
Did the same thing?
They're pretty much the same thing, only the carbuncle was worse.
Uh-huh.
And my dad had a carbuncle.
Uh-huh.
Awful bad.
What's the difference between a carbuncle and the other one?
Boil? Well, a carbuncle is generally bigger than a boil. A carbuncle eats in. They have to trim them, put something on them, and trim them out.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen the doctor trim his lots of times. My father-in-law had one, too. I would want one myself.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the fluid that comes out of a boil?
Matter or corruption?
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
No, I don't know anything else.
Okay, if a soldier gets wounded, you say he has a...
How's that?
If a soldier gets wounded, you say he has a what? He gets shot or something. Gets shot here, you say he has a what in his right side?
A wound.
Mm-hmm. You ever say a wound?
Yes, a wound. I guess a wound is right, eh?
Is that what your father would have said?
Well, I expect. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, if a horse gets bruised or something, the flesh is liable to be real tender and it'll swell up. It might get infected. How do you call this flesh?
Well, I don't know.
Know what I'm talking about? Or it could be on a human being. Get bruised. Yeah, you get a big bad bruise, and the flesh is real tender, and it swells up.
Yeah, infection.
Yeah. You might get infected, too. But what do you call this kind of flesh?
Proud flesh. Would you?
Yeah. Is that what you'd call it?
Yes.
Is that how you would describe it?
Yes.
Would you describe it any differently?
Well, I don't know that it would.
And, oh, you're talking about various relatives and the various ancestors. You say, well, one had cancer and one was killed in the war, and another had a heart attack, and somebody said, well, what about Great Uncle Joe? You say, well, I don't know what he died. How would you finish that? You're telling all these others one was shot and one had cancer and so on. And another one, you say, well, I don't know what he died. How would you finish that?
I don't know what he died with or from. What you'd be with,
or die of.
Die of.
Uh-huh.
Either one of them, I guess, would do. Maybe of would be better.